Welcome to the Small But Mighty Marketing Moment, where we share a short message designed to help you cultivate the strength, wisdom, and mindset necessary for having confidence in your work and in the world. Each one of these messages is based on years of working with marketing leaders from small but mighty marketing teams. For more, you can visit us at agurian.com. Recently, I stumbled upon a series of books that have been published by the Harvard Business Review on different topics and themes related to emotional intelligence. The tagline they use to describe the series is, "How to Be a Human at Work." They're small books, only about 150 pages long. They're easy to read, and they offer a compilation of interviews, academic research, and thought leadership on a range of topics. The book I recently read was on the topic of grit. Here are a couple of things that stood out for me that I think leaders of small but mighty marketing teams, or really any leader for that matter, should be thinking about. The first is you can cultivate grit at work by creating an environment that is both demanding and supportive. Now, I don't mean demanding as pound your fist on the desk type of demanding. I'm talking about setting clear expectations for performance. People want to feel challenged in their work. They want to stretch and grow. So you just need to ensure what you're asking for is, in fact, feasible. Now, being supportive is about creating an environment of psychological safety and trust. Your team needs to know it's okay to take some risks, to make mistakes. That's how we all learn and grow, right? The second thing the book offers are three specific emotions leaders should try to cultivate to instill grit in their team. The first emotion is gratitude, because when people feel grateful, they're willing to devote more effort and help others, and they're also more loyal. The second emotion is compassion. Like gratitude, this kind of unlocks team members' willingness to go that extra mile, especially in situations where grit is required. And then lastly, pride. Because when team members feel proud of their work and they see how their contributions impact the organization, they'll work harder and they'll be more collaborative problem solvers. Finally, the book talks about selective and developing gritty leaders. When you need to select and develop gritty leaders, they suggest you look for two critical components. The first one is passion. And they describe that as like this intrinsic interest in the craft and conviction that their work is meaningful. You got to look for passion. And then the second one is perseverance. And this takes the form of resilience in the face of adversity, but is also like an unwavering kind of devotion to continuous improvement. So perseverance and passion are those two critical components that you look for when selecting and developing gritty individuals. So Ralph Waldo Emerson observed that organizations are what he called the lengthened shadows of their leaders. So I'll ask you, what does your lengthened shadow look like, and how gritty of a culture are you creating? If you like the messages that we do here and would like to get them via email when they're published, you can sign up at agurian.com/marketing-moment.